No, and you probably won't. Only loose-screwed space detectives like me and crackpot science fiction writers like Wacky Williamson have noodles vacuous enough to harbor such thin ideas. But, according to our admittedly highly tenuous reasoning, there are only two such galaxies, Lundmark's Nebula and ours. Huh? Why? Demanded Haynes. Because galactic coalescences don't occur much, if any, oftener than Wellingtons within a galaxy do, Kinnison asserted. True, they are closer together in space, relative to their actual linear dimensions, than our stars. But on the other hand, their relative motions are slower. That is, a star will traverse the average interstellar distance much quicker than a galaxy will, the intergalactic one. So that whole thing evens up. As nearly as Wacky and I could figure it, two galaxies will collide deeply enough to provide a significant number of planetary solar systems on an average of once in just about 1.8 times 10 to the 10th years. Pick up your slide rule and check me on it if you like.
I'll take your word for it, the old lensman murmured absently.
But any galaxy probably has at least a couple of solar systems all the time. But I see your point. The probability is overwhelmingly great that Boscone would be in a galaxy having hundreds of millions of planets, rather than in one having only a dozen or less inhabitable worlds. But at that, they could all have lots of planets. Suppose that our wilder thinkers are right, that galaxies are grouped into universes, which are spaced roughly about the same as the galaxies are. Two of them could collide, couldn't they?
They could. But you're getting way out of my range now.
At this point, the detective withdraws, leaving a clear field for you and the science fiction imagineer.
Well, finish the thought that I'm wackier even than he is.
Both men laughed, and the port admiral went on. It's a fascinating speculation. It does no harm to let the fancy roam at times. But at that, there are things of much greater importance. You think, then, that the Thionite ring enters into this matrix?
Bound to. Everything ties in. Most of the intelligent races of this galaxy are oxygen breathers with warm red blood.
The only kind of physiques which Thionite affects. The more of us who get the Thionite habit, the better for Boscone.
It explains why we have never got to the first check station in getting any of the real higher-ups in the Thionite game. Instead of being an ordinary criminal ring, they've got all the brains and all the resources of Bosconia back of them. But if they're that big, and as good as we know they are, I wonder why...
Kinnison's voice trailed off into silence. His brain raced.